This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Russia's foreign minister said Thursday that officials were studying a written response by the United States to Moscow's demands to resolve the crisis over Ukraine, but that it contained, quote, no positive reaction on the main issue of NATO expansion and weapons deployment. Sergei Lavrov said the United States' response contained some elements that could lead to the start of serious talk on secondary issues. Tensions have soared in recent weeks as the United States and its NATO allies expressed concern that a buildup of about 100,000 Russian troops near Ukraine signaled that Moscow planned to invade its ex-Soviet neighbor. Russia denies having any such plans. As expected, the U.S. and the Western alliance firmly rejected any concessions on Moscow's main points Wednesday. They refused to permanently ban Ukraine from joining NATO and said allied deployments of troops and military equipment in Eastern Europe are non-negotiable. The U.S. did outline areas in which some of Russia's concerns might be addressed, possibly offering a path to de-escalation. Ukraine's foreign minister, Dmytro Kuleba, has called the crisis with Russia a moment of truth, where the international community must focus more on what he called hard power rather than on soft power. The Commerce Department in the United States says the U.S. economy advanced by 5.7% in 2021. It was the fastest full-year gain since 1984. The sharp growth in the world's biggest economy showed its resiliency, even as the United States struggled to cope with two new coronavirus variants that hobbled some industries and caused supply chain issues for consumer goods and led to a 7% surge in consumer prices, the highest in four decades. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden said Thursday he will keep a campaign promise by nominating the first ever black female justice to a lifetime seat on the U.S. Supreme Court. His comment follows the announcement that liberal Justice Stephen Breyer plans to retire after 28 years on the bench. Biden said Thursday his nominee will be someone with extraordinary qualifications, character, experience, and integrity. He called the nomination of a black woman to the Supreme Court long overdue. Biden said he will announce his nominee before the end of February. He said he will work with congressional leaders to see her confirmed promptly. Because Supreme Court justices serve lifetime appointments, naming a justice is one of the most consequential actions an American president can take. The nine-member Supreme Court has the final say on the constitutionality of the actions of the White House, the Congress, and state governments. President Biden on Thursday also called on Congress to immediately enshrine the Equal Rights Amendment in the U.S. Constitution and formally protect women's rights nearly a century after lawmakers first raised them. In a statement, Biden urged Congress to pass a resolution recognizing the ratification of the ERA, saying recent legal analysis showed there was nothing preventing lawmakers from acting. Supporters of the ERA say it is needed to protect against sexual discrimination and would help achieve equal pay. Opponents argue that the original timetable has passed and that the amendment is no longer needed. Zimbabwe's main opposition leader is upbeat about a victory in next year's elections, despite a crackdown that he compares to being in the jaws of a crocodile. Nelson Chamisa told the French news agency that the president's victory in neighboring Zambia had brought hope for Zimbabwe, which has been ruled by one party for nearly 42 years. The veteran opposition leader won elections in August on his sixth attempt. The breakthrough proved that nothing is impossible, according to Chamisa, in an interview in Johannesburg conducted late on Wednesday. Chamisa narrowly lost the 2018 general elections in what he says was a stolen vote. India hosted leaders from five Central Asian countries on Thursday for the first India-Central Asia summit. The gathering was to strengthen regional cooperation and discuss the regional security situation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met leaders from Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, and Uzbekistan in a virtual meeting. Modi said the nations have the same concerns and objectives with regard to regional security, highlighting in particular Afghanistan. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.